our podcast, Two New Yorkers, 1,000 Opinions. My name is Pasquale Cardone, and my fabulous, fantastic co-host is Evelyn Calleja. Hi, Evelyn.
Hello. Hello, all the way from Spain.
Can you believe that's why I put in two adjectives?
I know. Thank you for recognizing my fabulousness. Do have to say I am feeling very fabulous right now.
You are looking, I told you, you're looking phenomenal tonight.
I know. Wow. Thank you. Here, I'll drink to that.
Oh, we'll drink to anything. Who are you kidding?
That's so true. So, Mr. Pasquale, how's it going? How was your Thanksgiving? Tell everyone.
Oh my gosh, I ate so much, of course. You know, I mean, the hors d'oeuvres and the turkey and the stuffing and the vegetables, that when I came home, I literally walked up the 7 flights.
Really?
Elevated. It was just, please, dear God, let me just walk from Fairfield, Connecticut to Stanford. No, it was just too much.
Did you bring home leftovers?
No, I didn't. She had the kids there and everybody. It's like, that's fine. I really didn't.
It looked fabulous. And you have many, many new things happening. The twins had their birthday.
Can you believe it? 31 years old. And Katie announced she's having a baby in June. And my other cousin that I went to, they bought a house.
Wow.
So, what's going on? That's the
couple you went to their wedding in
August in Texas. Yes, my cousin Annie and Antonio.
Oh, so they bought a house.
Yeah, they bought a house, so they're moving into the end of December. So that was really quick.
So Andrew and his wife are having a girl?
No, it's Katie. It's the other twin, Katie and her husband.
Katie. Oh, Katie. I got it all wrong. Katie, forgive me.
She's my goddaughter and niece. She's having the baby in June. She'll be the first one.
Oh, my God. Great Uncle Pat.
I know. But they say grand, too. Could it be grand?
Grand. I think it's grand.
Great
sound. You put the grand in grand uncle.
It sounds too foo-foo great. Yeah. You know, it could be grand.
Well, congratulations. I'm very happy for you and the family.
It was all good news. And you had a nice Thanksgiving as well?
We did. We went to a Chinese restaurant, a local Chinese restaurant we love. It's our tradition. The first night when we're here in Marbella, we go to the Chinese restaurant.
Do they have turkey egg rolls?
No, but the first night I was there, I had Peking duck.
Ooh,
so
I
it's almost a turkey, right?
It's still foul.
It's still foul, exactly. And it was very good. So
good
then for Thanksgiving, we were like, where to go? And our little beachside restaurant is closed. We're very upset about that.
Because of COVID?
No.
Oh.
Because we were here last year and they were open. I think that they realize that the Mediterranean Sea is encroaching upon them. I think they cut and run.
Oh, so that's why it wasn't just.
Yes.
I see.
So we didn't go there. That's where we usually go for Thanksgiving and have paella. But we didn't go there, so we decided to go back to the Chinese place. It's called Dragon del Mar, Dragon of the Sea.
Oh.
And it's right here, just in this little town, a little town next to us called Elviria. Very nice.
Oh, good on you guys.
Yeah, so we had a great time. We are having a ball. We have a house full. There's 6 of us. This year, we got a 3-bedroom apartment, so everybody's in the same flat.
Oh, perfect. Oh, good.
And we've done a couple of family meals that we've cooked. I made my bolognese the other night.
Beautiful. Delicious. That's great.
Yeah. So that was fun. And then what night? Oh, I'm going to ask our production staff. I hope the listeners will forgive me. I need some help from the production staff.
That's what we pay them for.
When did we have the shrimps? What night was it?
The next night
from what? I don't even know what night we're in.
From Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes. So we had what I like to call Evelyn's Andalusian shrimp.
Ooh, I love Andalusian shrimp.
It was delicious. It's a lot of garlic and shrimp.
Okay.
Tomatoes cooked down and onions. And then we have it over rotelli pasta. It's very good.
Ooh, delish.
So it was really great. And we had a great time making it, all of us. you know, being part of the group. So it was very nice. And today we went to that town called Runda up in the mountains. You went there with us all those years ago.
Right.
Remember the one way up in the mountains?
Correct.
And we spent the day there. So we're all a little tired.
Who's doing all the driving?
Well, we have two cars. Eric drove the Norwegian car.
Okay.
And everyone in that car was Norwegian. And then Dustin drove Sandra and me.
Very nice.
But unfortunately, I hurt my knee again. So I've been limping along. We actually rented a wheelchair. So that's been a bummer. It's, you know, it is a little bummer. I don't like feeling like this, but what are you going to do?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
We've had a lot of fun, and we found another Irish bar in the town of Marbella, of course.
You're just like finding them all over the place now.
We are. Everywhere we go, there's Irish bars popping up. Who knew? Who knew it was a Spanish thing?
Good on you. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I know. It's been great. All right. So this is episode 31. It's dropping November 30th. So... Right.
It is National Moose Day, but not animal moose. It's the food moose, M-O-U-S-S-E.
S-S-E.
Moose Day.
Wow. And you know, it's funny. Today, Eric for dessert had a chocolate mousse.
Well, he's a few days early, but okay.
Everybody out there on Wednesday.
The 30th. That's
go out and buy some mousse and enjoy it.
Nice. And it's also National Mason Jar Day. It's when the mason jar was invented. I mean, really, do we need to know that?
You know, it's almost like they have to fill up the calendar with made-up days.
Up with this stuff. Yeah. So the next one is going to be another doozy. It's Stay Home Because You're Well Day.
Wow.
I mean, Stay Home Because You're Well Day? I mean, just take a sick day, right? Even though you're not sick. Don't we all do that? Well, you used to. Well, you were owning the company.
Yeah, that's right. I could stay home whenever I want to.
Yeah,
isn't that called a mental health day?
Right, exactly.
But this is, I'm not liking these days.
I know.
Let's put a message to those people out there who dream this up. They should hire us. We'll come up with better. We'll come up like National Find an Irish Bar Day. How's that?
And anywhere that you travel, you're going to find one.
Exactly.
All around.
International Go Have Some Chinese Food Day. How do you like that one? That's a good one.
David, come right over your lips. You got a lot.
I'm telling you, they should hire us. We're hot, man.
Hot to trot, baby.
Wow. All right. Only three things this day?
There was one more, but it was National Computer Security Day.
Why didn't you want to tell us that one?
I don't know.
Computer Security Day.
National Computer. That's the only four I have. So be careful about your computer.
Unbelievable.
Watch those fans.
I'll tell you.
The only one
Mr. Busy Every Minute. So what were you busy with? Oh, how was your pumpkin bread? Not that I'll ever know.
I made 14 of them. I kept them.
Are you kidding me?
Yep, and I still have some pumpkin still in the fridge.
That many people like pumpkin bread?
Well, I've given them out to them two at a time, but yeah, there are people out there that do like it. Shocking, isn't it?
I'm very outraged.
I know.
You know how I feel about the pumpkin.
I could freeze the pumpkin I have and make it when I see you.
Oh, listen, don't do anything on my account, please. I'm begging you. But, you know, we made plans already for my birthday. We're coming to Manhattan.
Oh, next April.
April, yeah.
Oh, how nice. And what are you going to do?
We thought we'd go back to the Pulse.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully, I'll get to see some friends, have lunch. We are going to hopefully see Miss Cookie.
Oh, definitely. That'll be fun.
And then maybe you can come into the city. Maybe we could catch a show.
I would love that. That'd be so much fun.
My niece is telling me that I should see Six. That's the show about Henry VIII's six wives. Okay. She saw it in Florida. She said it was fabulous.
Really? All right. Good to know. All right.
So maybe we could catch that. That'll be fun.
No, I'd love to. I love going to see the shows. I've been a little negligent for the last few, well, since COVID. Just haven't made it down there that much.
Yeah.
But I did see Chicago a few, you know, in October, but that was about it. So it'll be nice.
What else have you been up to?
You know, doing the school thing and, you know, just dinners with friends, actually. Haven't been doing a lot going out to the other places other than just staying close to home. Been kind of quiet.
Wow.
I know, shocking.
That's a hard act to follow after your fantastic Thanksgiving parade situation.
Yeah.
That was something.
That was. I enjoyed that immensely. I wish you guys were around to do it next year. Really. My brother wants to do it. They all want to do it now. It's like
singing. We will be in Spain, my love.
Oh, right. Thanksgiving. Yeah. All right.
Unless my husband, Mr. Rode, wants to
walk with Elmo.
Walk with Elmo. He had to show me. I told you. I told everyone. He was sitting right next to me looking up images of what Elmo. I didn't know what an Elmo was.
I know. I'm shocking on that one. Okay, so I want to do some breaking news.
Oh, okay.
Now, you're overseas, but I don't know if you heard about the Carnival cruise ship where a 28-year-old man fell overseas over the
water,
and he was in the water for like 20-plus hours, they say.
You're kidding. Yeah. Is he alive?
He's alive. They found him bobbing in the water, but like 20-plus hours later. And it was
no shark came to eat him.
That's what I was wondering about. It's like, how lucky, you know, your feet are moved, your legs and everything. And
you're bobbing in the water. The shark is going to say, oh, look, there's food.
Right. Sticking right there, eating them. But
oh,
no,
my God.
The longest person to survive, they're saying. And he's
really
fine. Yeah. They're not sure if he fell in or he was pushed in. Not sure.
Ooh, a murder mystery, an almost murder mystery.
Almost murder mystery.
But an attempted murder mystery.
2:30, they found him on Thanksgiving Day. He was on a vacation with his sister.
A Thanksgiving miracle.
It is. But I can't imagine being in the water during the night all that time.
Where in the world was this?
But it was out without anything to hold on to. He was in the Gulf of Mexico, the waters of Gulf of Mexico.
Don't you freeze anyway? Because the water's still cold.
I don't think in that area it wasn't that cold at that time.
Wow.
It was okay.
That news did not hit us.
Really? It didn't? Shocking.
We haven't been really watching much of TV at all, or news or any of that.
Right.
You're busy having a time, you know, vacation.
Finding the bars. You're finding the Irish bars.
Well, I have to say, this flat we have this year has full-on views of the Mediterranean. They're breathtaking. Tonight, the sunset was beyond. It was just really gorgeous. We've been posting stuff, yeah.
Yeah, no, I've seen some things. Gorgeous. You really have a great
really day. Nice.
Good. But it was a little chilly, you said, today.
Oh, yeah. We were up in the mountains. It was in the 50s.
Up there.
It was in the 50s. Yeah, we went to Runda, you know, tooled around, did a little shopping, not a lot.
Right.
And had something to eat, of course, you know. When you're in Spain, you have to eat like ridiculous amounts.
You have to have something with the wine.
Of course, you got to break the wine up. And Dustin and I had oxtail. We both love oxtail. So.
Oh, wow.
And casserole. Yeah, it was great.
Delicious.
And my husband, guess what he had?
Norwegian salmon?
No, he had codfish. Of course, it was fish.
Yeah. All right. That's good.
Everyone had a nice time. We're having a great time.
Good.
I wish you were here.
I know, another time, but you have a house full over there. So that's great. And plus,
we have a pullout couch.
Dustin is keeping you busy over there.
Yeah.
But that's between you and me.
No one will ever hear this. You know, it's just us chatting.
It's the only one I see on screen.
That's right.
So what's the scoop with your girlfriend, Kim?
Oh, I have nothing to do with Kim this week. Do you have something to do with Kim?
She's a little silent on that clothing line, Balenciaga. seems Balenciaga put out a like an ad with a child on it holding a stuffed teddy bear in bondage. And the world had gone crazy over it.
In bondage?
Yeah, like little leather straps on the little teddy bear. It's really adorable, but you don't have a little child hold it. It looks like, you know, you're into sex.
What has got to do with a girl, Kim?
Because she is part of the spokesperson for them.
Oh, so is she?
Hasn't come out against it. Plus, she's getting thousands and thousands of free clothing, of course. So she hasn't condemned them. It took her a few days to say it's not right, but she's making an evaluation on it.
So, you know, between her and that husband of hers, I can't really believe these two, really.
So everybody's mad with Kim because she's not coming out against them, you know, to say it's not right. She has now, but it's taken her a few days, if that makes sense.
Ugh, I can't stand her. Well, I told you we were at the grocery store. I told you guys that last week. My God, it was her. It was the spitting image of her.
I can't believe that.
And the lips. I was like, really? People don't have a life?
But like, why her? She's just nobody. You know what I mean?
Well, because of the TV program. See, that's why I don't understand why we don't have a TV program.
Well, is that up to our
people want to look like us if we had a TV program?
Shouldn't the production department do that? Or no, not really.
My production department is sitting in the corner on his phone like a teenager.
I hope he's tracking things for us.
I don't think he's doing any work. Let me ask one moment. Excuse me, production team, are you doing anything for the podcast? Oh, I got a thumbs down.
Oh, was he playing Pac-Man?
I don't know what he's doing. I have no idea. Look it.
His yearly review is coming up, Tom.
What?
His yearly review.
His yearly review. You are still, you know, you could be fired. You could be. I mean,
thumbs up now. He wants to be fired.
No, now he's looking. Now he's smiling at me. No, can you fire someone from a non-paid job? I think we can.
I think it's a possibility.
Are you listening to this, Mr. Rode?
No unemployment.
No unemployment. Oh, boy. Well, thank God we have a staff. But I don't know why we're not getting a TV program or any of this. Who's out there? What did we say? Algeria? Have you been looking at our...
No, I was teaching school. I didn't do it today.
Well, you know, I'm going to look real quickly. So here's our audience. Okay. Oh, my goodness. United States, 87%. Norway, 4%. See, my people, those are my people.
Yes, that's great.
Norway is really getting, and now then Germany, Algeria fell to fourth place. United Kingdom is fifth place. All right, UK, come on.
We know people in the UK. Come on.
Yes,
hey,
that's right. We have family there.
Yes.
Shame on you.
So Algeria's fourth place?
Algeria fell to fourth place.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe we're losing the people over there.
I know. Right under the UK is Ukraine. Look at Ukraine, with all the stuff they're going through, right. They could still listen to us.
Thank you. Then Algeria should be up there like number one.
That's right.
The rules they are. Come on. Pick up the slack, kids.
And under Ukraine is Canada. Look it. Canada, you don't have a war going on. Come on. Get your back together. I don't understand this.
I don't know either.
Please explain it to me. Okay, so that was fun.
You're going to be over there for the next month. You don't come home until January 4th. I just realized.
Yes, and at the end of the month, we're going to Switzerland.
Did I know that?
My friend Mia and her husband Martin, they have a house there.
Is that on your itinerary?
Well, no, because that happened after I'm redoing the itinerary. I'll send you the updated.
Oh, that's nice. You're going to Switzerland too.
Yeah.
Put on YouTube.
You know how we are, world travelers.
Yeah, no, I'm happy for you. That's great.
Breaks so I met this lovely woman here.
Yes.
Of course, I was complaining about something. So she's part of the guest services. Her name is Almudena Jimenez Delgado. And she's on Instagram. I'm going to tag her on our podcast.
Oh, good.
And she does these beautiful cakes. Oh, and it's wow. At Almus Bakery, Almus Bakery.
Oh, she has a storefront.
Well, I think she works from home.
Oh, okay.
But her logo is a dragonfly, and everybody knows how I love the dragonfly.
You and the dragonfly.
Yeah,
course.
It was like meant to be.
So yeah, I love that.
I have a new friend, and it was funny. She's going to be going to Orlando soon because she's getting, Marietta is sending her there. So I'm saying, oh, we're only 90 minutes. We should get together. So Eric, thank God Eric was there. And he said, honey, we're not going to be home. We don't get home till January 3rd. I said, oh, that's right. I'm inviting her to places. That's just, that's how I am. Why not?
You do need somebody next to you to tell you what everything is. You need a secretary.
Well, you would think that my production manager would do a little bit better job before I blow it,
I get it.
Scream it out. You know what I mean? Scream it out. But no, he had to tell me after the fact.
Well, write all these things down. This way, when you're sitting in front of him, telling him why he's not getting raised.
His employee review. Yes, sir. Well, we need you. You'll be in that review. So
me?
You'll be the hard task.
Oh, yeah. We'll be on the right side of the desk talking to him.
That's right.
Point my finger.
So anyway, look at the time. See how much fun we have with this?
I know. So now, tonight, you're all done? You're going.
Well, we're very sad tonight because it's Dustin and Sandra's last night.
Oh, what a shame.
They go home tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
Well, actually, they don't go home tomorrow. They go to Madrid tomorrow. And then the next day, they go on to Florida. We're sad. Yeah. Why don't you fly over?
And I can use that same t-shirt he's wearing?
I'll tell him to leave it in his bed.
For our listeners, Dustin wears this t-shirt that says Evelyn's favorite. No, he's just trying to compensate because I'm the favorite and he just wants to see it.
I'm not getting involved in this.
Yeah, but who are you doing the podcast with? Your favorite.
My favorite. Oh, you know you're my favorite co-host.
Oh, now she says your favorite co-host. See, definition is...
I have to be, politically correct.
Politically correct. I know.
That's right.
I get it.
So before we wrap this show up,
yes, dear,
tell all of us listeners what's going on in the personal life.
In the personal life, I went to a meeting, an out professional meeting.
Yeah,
and it's just a business networking meeting.
Nice.
And, you just exchange business cards and all that, and I just happened to stumble upon this one gentleman there that. We've gone out on a few dates.
Ooh, nice.
So it's kind of exciting, kind of fun. So
look at you.
Yeah, it's nice.
Playing the field already.
I haven't been doing much other things, just concentrating on this person. So it's been a lot of fun.
That's good. You're doing fun stuff?
Yeah, dinner's my place, his place, and things like that,
We don't need any details, graphic. Right, listeners? Well, I'm glad.
Like 20 over again. Yeah, so it's kind of nice.
You deserve to be happy.
I appreciate it. I don't know how far this will go, but for right now, one day at a time, I'm enjoying it.
Good.
Very good. That's where I am right now on that aspect.
All right, and with that...
So all good and enjoy your time. Sorry to see Dustin and Sandra leave tomorrow.
Yeah. Fever.
That's a shame. Hope they have a safe trip home. Please do. And be well.
So we'll see you next week.
Yep.
We're still doing this. We're not going to have any hiatus yet.
That'll be good. All right. So enjoy the
wine. Remind me again, you're going to laugh. When do you go on your cruise?
The 27th of December. It's a month from
so
yesterday.
So we have plenty of time. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a whole month, a few more weeks. So we're
all
good.
All right.
All right.
Love you, darling.
Thank you all. Have a good time.
Ciao, y'all.
Everybody. Bye.
Okay, bye.